It's Makis Mantzaris who is going to talk about the future of IBD education in Europe and beyond. Makis, what is the role of the EDUCOM in resolving inequalities in the care of IBD across Europe?
Thank you very much for the invitation. Actually, as you said, there are quite a lot of inequalities in the care of IBD patients, not only between different European countries, but also within the same country. These inequalities may result in a dramatic, actually, affection of patients' lives because they may cause delays in the diagnosis, in the appropriate treatment, but also they may lead to increased rate of complications, surgeries, poor quality of life, and disability. Therefore, one of the most important missions of the Educational Committee of ECHO has always been to eliminate these differences in the quality of care by strengthening the evidence-based education of IBD physicians across Europe and beyond. We have been doing that for several years by creating and implementing a panel of educational formats which are out of the main annual meeting of ECHO and include educational workshops in European and non-European countries, the IBD advanced course for young physicians who are interested for IBD, various educational activities which are shared with other ECHO stakeholders and broader societies outside ECHO, and last but not least, an e-learning platform which is still being developed.
That's very clear. What do the workshops cover and who can go?
Well, the workshops is one of the oldest educational activities of ECHO. We have organized more than 28 workshops in the last 5-6 years. Now, the workshops are based on cases, usually real cases of patients that have been created around the ECHO guidelines. The aim is to make physicians across Europe and beyond to be familiar with the guidelines of ECHO, aiming at the long term at eliminating the differences in the practice of IBD in these countries. The European workshops, we organize 4 of these every year. Usually there are 2 ECHO representatives and 4 local faculty that present and discuss in a very creative and interactive way these cases with the members of ECHO. And having said that, I must say that anyone can attend these meetings, anyone can attend these workshops, provided that he or she is an ECHO member in good standing. For the out-of-Europe workshops, it's totally different. It's considered to be an ECHO ambassador activity, so they fell into the obligations and the auspices of the governing board. But we do all the other work. We select the cases, we prepare the cases, we do the logistics, so the Educational Committee has an active participation in these workshops as well.
Great. Thank you very much. Here is James Lindsay. James, what is the role of the IBD course?
Thank you very much indeed. The advanced IBD course for trainees is one of the initial educational activities that ECHO started right at its very beginning, and it's run by the EDUCOM committee. Its purpose is to take a group, a very select group of IBD trainees, and expose them to the absolute cutting edge knowledge, both in basic science, clinical application, and controversies in the management of IBD. It has a superb faculty. The numbers on the course are limited, and so there's a great opportunity for individual members of the course from various countries to interact with each other, but also with the faculty. Now, selection for the course is really important. Within each European country, there is a competitive selection, and each country, via its national representatives, can nominate up to 2 or 3 for the larger countries of their very best trainees. So for European countries, the nomination process is via the national representatives. Over the course of the last few years, we've had increasing interest from non-European trainees, and we're also very keen to embrace them within the ECHO family, and they can apply for the course via the ECHO office. They need to send a CV, a reason why they wanted to go to the course, and then we would select the very best 10 out of those. And the reason we cap the numbers is to be absolutely sure that there's great interaction between the delegates and between the delegates and the faculty.
Great. Who should get involved in IBD education?
Well, that's a simple one. Everyone should be involved in IBD education. Education is part of our role as a doctor. We have to educate our patients, we have to educate our peers, and we must educate colleagues from every other field of medicine about the best way to manage patients with inflammatory bowel disease. So although Educom spearheads several educational activities, I think everyone should be involved in education. And if you're particularly interested, get in touch with Educom and we'll include you in our programmes. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.